Monsieur le Président,
Mr. President, Excellencies, colleagues, Mr. President, first and foremost, allow me to thank you for your kind words with regard to my country. And it is a great pleasure to have been appointed Secretary General of the Meeting of States Parties to our convention. And this is an extraordinary achievement since I look at the extremely important role that this convention plays in order to find a solution to an acute problem. It is also an exemplary convention when we look at the spirit that is embodied in those parties who are party to the convention. And I would like to congratulate and thank the Colombian chairmanship, especially Ambassador Alvaro Enrique Mendez, for his leadership throughout his year of presidency, as well as all the team that has supported him in his functions. The guidance of our work by a state that is so committed to this convention as Colombia is, as it has been affected by anti-personnel mines and therefore has a direct experience of their anti-humanitarian consequences, adds a significant value to the chairmanship. This convention is of particular importance as we open its 25th anniversary. This quarter century has seen much progress in terms of the number of anti-personnel mines destroyed, and especially in terms of the numbers of lives and that have been saved and protected. This anniversary allows us to emphasize the achievements of the convention, but this quarter century also will enable us to highlight the challenges that we have still left to face. Reports to the effect that there are new anti-personnel mines laid this year are part of those challenges, in particular by one of the parties on the territory of one of the parties to this convention by a foreign power, and this is a significant cause of concern. The number of mines laid should also encourage us to make more progress. This meeting is an important step which should allow us to move forward in the Oslo Action Plan, while the next review conference in 2024 and the milestone date in 2025 set out the obligations under Article 5 set out in Maputo are emerging on the horizon already. Switzerland, on its part, has done whatever it could in order to allow for Geneva to host this convention and this meeting in the best fashion possible and to continue to ensure that it is disseminated throughout the world. And we will continue to support the convention, in particular by supporting its machinery, whether it be its implementation support unit. And I would like to take this opportunity to extend a warm welcome to the director of the ISU, as well as the rest of his team, for the outstanding organization of our intercessional work. I would like to conclude at this point, and I would like to thank you once again for having placed your trust in Switzerland and having appointed it as Secretary General of the